You'll notice this if you'll pay attention to yourself. You'll notice that a lot of times your outer flesh will have a feeling about something. Sometimes it's pretty negative ones. It's anxiousness, anger, frustration, worry, concern, etc. About finances, your health, or a loved one, their situation, whatever. But your inner spirit is always calm. This is the spiritual teaching of the storm, and when the disciples were in the boat, and Christ was asleep, taking a nap. And they're freaking out when a storm comes. And they're like, "Look at him, he's sleeping. What the hell?" And they wake him up and he's like, "What?" And he calms the storm. Just a matter of fact. Everything Jesus did was very matter of fact, if you'll notice. That was something I did notice many years ago and I didn't understand. Is he was so matter of fact about things he said and he did, and he was just almost like it's almost like he was burdened. That's the way I got from the character Jesus in the book, if you will. That's the way I perceived his character was that he was just kind of like matter of fact, not that he's arrogant or hateful at all, but that he was just like, what's your problem? And if you feel from your inner spirit, you begin to realize why Christ was so calm and what he was trying to get across to his disciples and other people. And this is what he meant by if thou canst believe, and that's how the scripture actually reads. It's like a question. He's like, if thou canst believe, if you can, you can, if thou canst believe. All things are possible. All things. Not some things. Not, well, if it's God's will. God's will is your will. And that's something that upsets so many Christians. And it's the truth. God is living through you. It's whatever you believe. If you believe whatever it is in your daily life, your short-term goals and your long, big goals and dreams, whatever you believe about them, if you believe they're real, they will happen. They will. Now, everything again starts with feeling. Are you feeling from your flesh? Are you feeling from your spirit? And you have to notice the two, and you have to learn the two. And when you begin to understand and you begin to have a feeling about something, an emotional feeling about something, something at work, something in your daily life, something big in your life, whatever it is, you need to pay attention. Is this for my flesh or is this for my spirit? Your spirit's never wrong. Your flesh usually is.